Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up.
Waking up, and wake up out there. You're on the air with Waking Up with Linda McShann. Yes, today is Mindful Monday. You know, we name them up over here. And I just wanted to tell you, I hope you had a victorious day today. Because if you didn't have a victorious day today, you will have one tomorrow. And I want to extend, again, appreciation out there to the 2020 graduates. You know, it's been done a little bit differently, but I just want to share with you, you did it, okay? You got it done. No stopping you, no discouraging you, none of that stuff. You know, I tell everyone that if you want something done, give it to the young adults out there, and they will get it done immediately. So hats off to all of you out there. And, you know, I've been walking around, you know, kind of like getting out, getting some sunshine, and I notice that a lot of people are not wearing masks, and they're not keeping social distances. I don't understand what the problem is, okay? I really don't understand the problem. But, you know, either you scream in a microphone and you tell them to learn how to count to six, or you just get on the other side of the sidewalk because you know that you're dealing with someone that's not really, really thinking out there. So, you know, we have to have wisdom here. And with Waking Up with Linda McShann, we have big hearts and big love for everyone that is felt by all people and all things. So your quote of encouragement today, or your quote to think about it, is based on wisdom. And it says that wisdom is rooted in the souls of human beings. The way to acquire it is to follow the simple advice of Socrates, know thyself. This is a starting point for the establishment of a sense of human dignity, preventing the degradation of human beings into anonymous, interchangeable clogs in a machine. This essence of true knowledge is known as self-knowledge. So we have to be aware of who we are, what we are, and what we're going to do, and what we're going to be about. So, you know, this evening we're going to be sweet and short because we have Angie coming on, and Angie's going to be telling you how to take care of yourself. Now, I'm going to put that disclaimer out there because you know she speaks to my heart, but she does love each and every one of you. But before she comes on, I'm going to play this tune. I think this will set her up.
Feel it's their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me, all you want to do is use me. But my answer, my brother, sit me right down and he'd talk to me. Oh, he told me that I ought not to let you just walk on me. And I'm sure he meant well. Yeah, but when I talk was through, I said, brother, if you only knew, you'd wish that you were in my shoes. You just keep on using me until you use me up. Until you use me up.
Monday. How are you?
Well, I'll tell you one thing, honey. I'm doing all right. You know, keep on celebrating. That's what I'm doing, honey.
I'm
finding anything and everything to find and celebrate, honey. I turned the rock over today and I said, hey, you look different on the other side. Let's celebrate. Yep. So did. I toasted that rock with a nice shot of red, red sweet wine, you know, so I'm all happy all right about now. But you know what? You know, everybody should just get something and tip it. You know, if you ain't into wine or anything else, you know, get you a glass of water with some rocks in it, you know.
Yes.
Good old water on water, that's what I see. You know, and just go on and say, hey, I'm here another day.
That's it.
Celebrate. You know, I tell you, you know, that was a good song, you know, but I tell you what, if it ain't got nothing to do with love, then no, don't you try using on this one here, because if you think you're going to get through, honey, think again, because, you know, that was back in the day when, you know, when you was, you know, you was learning how to be kind and friendly and fun. You know, those people out there that are manipulators and users and just want everything to go their way, you know, you need to sit down somewhere. Because you ain't gonna do nothing but get a bunch of spankings and whoopings and beatings in your life, because that's what you're setting yourself up for. Because you think, you know, especially right about now and everybody's in a pandemic mode, oh no, you know you're sitting up there trying to use somebody and take their money or take on anything from somebody now, and it ain't in a positive manner. To because when you take, you give, you know, you're gonna give. Because the person who's you're taking from, something's going to come back to. So, you know, it's going to be something positive. If you're doing something negative, something positive will come back to that person. But what come back into you, I would not want to be around to find out. So, users and abusers out there, you know, hey, think it's love, honey. You need to get, you know, reach out and touch and find somebody to help you show you that it ain't love that you're getting. But if that's what you need to get because you're giving it out, then take that butt whooping and realize how it really feels and change your ways. Because it's a good time now to just start to. Because let me tell you what happened today.
What happened, Amy?
You know, sleeping in, I was like enjoying myself, woke up to thunder and lightning. Let me tell you something. Somebody from a high source man that was telling us, sit your butt down. And stay from outside here, unless you want to get in the wetty. You know, because let me tell you, that rain, that was a rain. You know, I got another car wash on that car today. You know, it's I tell you, people, if you don't pay attention, You know, there's a way to get answers, honey. Your curiosities, and you want to find control. You want to find, you know, hey, I got the right to do this and the right to do that. Well, you know, you got the right to fall asleep in a box and don't wake up until somebody with a higher power tell you to. So if you want to be around a little longer, I think you better think a little bit more wide. Because that right there, that message this morning, I was like, I woke up and said, where that storm come from? Well, it came from somewhere. And it gave a good reason to me to stay in. I tell you that. You think I went anywhere today, Linda? Nope.
Okay.
Sure didn't. Me and my dog looked at each other. He said, hey, Ma. I said, hey, happy. You know what that means? Yep, we sat up and watched TV, had snacks and popcorn, laughing and playing with each other all day long, honey. We had a good time. Now he done laid out, stretched out, and tired. Well, I tell you, that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to find a way, you know, to be creative. You know, just and you don't need to run out there and do what? What do you run out there for? It's just out there. You in here, you're out there. Mask, no mask, you know what I'm saying? Triple mask in some cases. Because some folks that are sick don't want to be stay inside like they're supposed to.
That's
as
true.
As finding out, you know? They're going
That's
out and they say, hey, if I'm going to get down sick, you're going to get down sick too. Now, keep
I'm
in mind, people,
everybody with
now,
me.
Now, think about those. People that got all the STDs, they don't want to keep it to themselves. They don't want to scratch by themselves, honey, and sniff. They want somebody else to scratch and sniff with them. So, trust me, misery loves company. And all those people with other diseases that take longer to get rid of, you know, they don't like to be by themselves neither. So the ones that didn't know, didn't know. But the ones that do know and want to join their side of the ground, you got to think real careful. Real careful when it's, you know, getting to know folks and the truth from the lie and the lie from the truth and why. You know, that's one of the biggest questions most folks want to know, Linda. So, hey, why do you lie? Mm. Why do you, I'm trying to show you kindness, but you're trying to do a little sneak peek. What's going on with that?
Well, they don't know they're lying. That's all they know.
And in some cases, that you know they've been lying ever since they could talk. So guess what?
Right.
That's all they know. That's all
right.
They know. Their lie is the truth to them.
Yes.
Until they find themselves locked up, or jumped up, or jumped down, or jumped in, or whatever. That's how they doing it nowadays. But because sometimes nowadays you look in the mirror long enough, you can jump yourself. So,
That's true.
But you know, you gotta, you know, just think other things. You know what I'm saying? Get some. Hey, tell you what. Those who are running out of ideas. Let me tell you something. Nature, they are so thankful and so kind. So they're very appreciative. So since you know people can't be at the lake, you know what I'm saying? But those ducks can. So get you some bread and some seed and just throw it on out there and let them enjoy where they at and just keep on pushing. But, you know, represent life and just go, hey, enjoy this handful of seed and some bread on me and keep on going. Can't watch them this time to eat. You know, just give them some love and, you know, pass it on. Keep on going until another day you walk by and just drop some love to them. Because when you drop a seed of love and appreciation, you're thinking those birds don't realize that you're doing those kind of things to them, but they do. People think, you know, just because a bird turn one side and look at you up and down one eyeball, trust me, they can't take in the case, mental case pictures in their head. I'm going to tell you a story someone shared with me. It was so funny. And it was a true story. There was this gentleman who was mean to a bird, you know, to this crow, just like, ugh. You know, just get away from my car. Just throwing things at it and everything. You know,
okay.
That crow mentally look a picture of this man, mentally took a picture of his car. He said, oh, is that what we doing? That's what the bird said. Oh, that's what we doing. All right. Hey, you must have forgot. I got wings. Honey, that he was tired of the bird. Every time he come, oh, my God, the bird is just turding all over my car. Parked his car. Down the block. All those cars on the block were clean. But he is. Because that bird found his car. How am I still getting this thing? Oh, my God, what's going on? Took his car 2 blocks. Around the corner. Okay, good. I might get a good walk in my car. Ooh, got a good walk now. Bird found that car, honey. Turned it on it again. Now, this one went on for about a week. So he's like, oh, my God. He had to pray. He said, what am I going to do? What do I got to bird leave my car? Oh, my God. You know what I'm saying? What? Child, something came to mind. I said, you know what? Maybe I'll be nice to the bird. How can I be nice to the bird? Bird, I can't never see the bird. Leave some breadcrumbs, some food around my car. Let them know I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Yep. Left the breadcrumbs up there. Went out. Breadcrumbs was gone. But there was no turd on the car.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh. Hey. Well, you think... Hey, this seemed to be working. I'm going to the market just for this bird. That bird was eating good for about a week. So, you know, I got to take it all back. I'm taking back my week and another week. We just kept baiting the bird. And then eventually, you know, they got an understanding. You know, the bird said, see, now, yeah, I got you eating. I'm eating out. You eating out of my hands now because what you're feeding me, see, that means it's coming out. But I ain't putting it on your car now. See, I'm putting it somewhere else. Now, see, I want respect. You see, even an animal can teach you how to respect it. So,
yes.
You know, just don't think these big, even babies. People think, oh, they spoiled. Oh, I got to get. Who you think going to watch that spoiled baby? That baby going to be spoiled when they know you. They smell you. Come pick me up. But when they smell Auntie Linda and Auntie Jana, they know what time it is. That's me. I'm dry. Let me get that. All I see is smiles, happies, and hums and dumps. I don't hear no crying because we know. We have to like, give them a look. We know what's going on right from here. I know you fed. I know you clean. We done had our playtime. It's your nap time. We're not going to say play, stay up the weight game. You going to go to sleep. You're going to be on your schedule with us. You see?
That's true.
Because scheduling is very important because we know in the future they got to have a work schedule, a school schedule. They got to know the scheduling is how important it is. And then and when they start walking and talking a little bit, we're going to give them little goals. That potty training is a huge goal. You know, when you get to that potty, guess what? You get there about a month. You keep going on keep on going after that month. Disneyland going to pop up and surprise you. What? Mickey Mouse? Oh, yeah. Because every time you go, there's money put into your Disneyland fan. Because let me tell you, that box over there, that's what the funds you're going to be collecting for your Disney. Because it's not just a ooh, jump up. You got to have fun. You got to save. And you're going to learn how much it is, too, along the way. Because, see, people, you got to learn gratitude. You see, gratitude is taken for granted then nowadays. People don't understand. They lose sight of gratitude and appreciation.
You know, that's out the box.
It's out the box, you know?
Yeah, appreciation,
and like,
most
okay,
people, you have to teach them how to spell that. It's really sad, but we're learning through this. We're learning. If we're not learning, not to cut you off, if we're not learning anything, we're learning mostly how to appreciate ourselves. See, a lot of people don't appreciate themselves. They don't know how to spell it.
Yeah.
So
they didn't even know. They didn't know. Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, no, I'm supposed to have this, and this is what you're supposed to do, and blah, blah, blah. No, appreciation is the key. And the first key is, like you say, taking care of yourself. You have to learn how to appreciate you. Once you appreciate yourself, you know how to give it, and you understand when you're not getting it, okay? So appreciation is the key for ourselves and for others. So that's a biggie there. That's a biggie because individuals, you know, and I get in conversations with people, and, you know, I keep that smile on my face, but sometimes I have to just say, excuse me. I say, you know, this is wrong with the society today. Is people don't know how to appreciate, okay? If you don't appreciate me, learn how to appreciate yourself, okay? I got so much appreciation for me, and I had to learn how to do that. I was always walking around appreciating everybody, and I would say, wait a minute. You got to appreciate yourself, Sarah. Yeah. You know, wait a minute. You put it out there, but what about you? So we think we have it, but if you're a giver and if you have a big heart and you're a people person, you always look outwards and you know, extend it, and then you'll stop and say, wait a minute, you know, I called 252 people, and I didn't get but 52 calls back. Let me lessen this list, okay? Let me lessen this this list. Because if you call 252 people for this, for that, letting them know that you're thinking about them, and you'll do it a few times, but then you'll start circling who called back.
Mm-hmm.
Who called back?
Yeah.
So, and then you build you another list, because you can't keep, see, iron wears out. Iron wears out, and you have a lot of individuals who don't realize it. So this topic that we're talking about, taking care of yourself, you can't do anything until you take care of yourself first. And if it's not a selfish thing.
But that iron that you were talking about, you know, the more it gets rubbed on and the more it gets rubbed on, that dust is coming off. It's coming down to a shine, and after it keeps shining and keep rubbing, it comes to a freaking point, honey.
Yes, and guess what?
People start finding out how sharp that point is, because see, you begin to sharpen in yourself. You begin to say, because see, what's sad, and it's so true, and people, like you just described, you know. They unfortunately, you know, because they say if you don't learn how to appreciate and love yourself, ain't nobody. Because what people are looking for, they're looking for it. Oh, they love to receive it. They don't think twice. Oh, you know what? She always giving me hugs. Always giving me happy birthdays. Always giving me, you know what? She might appreciate a surprise, something, or she might appreciate a smile back and say, you know what? Let me talk to her first. Today, I'm gonna get all fit. I'm ready. I'm so ready. I'm going to do something first.
Right.
And do it. You know, that they're already going to be ready for that first. So sneak out, hide from them. Get behind somewhere, hop on, pop up. Hey, I love you. Hey, I appreciate you. You know, you be the first one. You know, and it's not going to hurt you. It ain't going to break you. It ain't going to make you weak. It ain't going to make you look stupid or dumb or crazy. Like, you stupid, you dumb, you crazy, you stupid. You're not going to get no titles, because you shouldn't worry about those titles.
No.
Because people who give out titles, you see, they themselves are seeking a title, because they don't know what their title is. That's why they want to give out negative titles to other people, to make them
feel
they
don't understand
so
that if you
so much
right, like Socrates say, know thyself. See, when you know yourself, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where you are, what is done, what is said. And when you're stepping into your greatness and you're staying there and you know yourself, you're either welcome, or they're not welcome, or you're arrogant, or you're this and that. But you always have to approach a person using your heart, the truth, and being your being. So when we go
through... And if you have problems, go ahead.
Yes, when we go through things about authenticity, you know, everybody's on this authenticity road. I tell people I'm the most authentic person you will ever meet in your life, okay? Don't you even doubt it, because I'm going to bring it to you. I've learned through the years to bring it kinder. I've dropped that hammer on you, but instead of having that iron tip, I put a velvet tip on that hammer, but I will drop that hammer. So I was telling a young lady, when we were talking, when I was looking at the title, Taking Care of Yourself, and you know, young adults, they sit down and they talk to you, especially when they know you ain't trying to be their mothers, right? And that they can come to you and talk. And so I have a friend, and she's sharing to me, and she's telling me about all the good things, and she's excited, but she's getting excited. And people, they don't give her the excitement back. I said, they don't have to. I said, don't you worry about what you don't get praising. You don't accept praise from a fool, okay? You don't accept praise from a fool. You learn how to praise yourself. So I was telling her, she said, well, you know, I'm I'm going out to the party, and I got on a beautiful dress, and blah, 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 blah. People, I said, look, don't let nobody take your shine, honey. Don't let them take your shine. I said, so I've experienced that through life, but this is what you tell them with a beautiful smile on your face. Just give them something to think about, T-H-I-N-K, because when you move that way, you're taking care of yourself in a nice way, but you're still taking care of yourself. You're not letting them come and belittle you. You're not letting them take your shine. I said, just tell them, you know, did you know that the sun rises and sets every day? Did you know that? And you know what? Even on a cloudy day, when you can't see it, you know it's up there. So I'm going to keep shining these beams, okay? And go bling, bling, and keep that smile on your face and say, now, can I get you a cup of coffee? You have said everything you needed to say, whether they grasp it or not. But you've helped them think. You might have educated them in a way, but you have not let them dull your bling, right? You can't allow people to do
right,
it when you take care of yourself. And a lot of people, friendship for food. See, they get them F mixed up. And I tell them, the people get friendship for food. I say, I believe in the four F's. You don't spell phony with F, but I do. I say fake friends, fake phony friends. I say it's called the 3F club. I say once you understand that club and once you understand yourself and knowledge of yourself, you will be able to take care of yourself no matter what you're going through. So when you brought the topic of taking care of you, when you put it that way, it takes it a little bit deep, Angie. You know, like you said, the bird. The man was mad with the bird. He was mean. That bird said, I'll fix you.
Yep.
I know exactly who you are, and I'm going to fix you. And that's a lot of people move that way, and even though they do have smiling faces, so to avoid that, take care of yourself and be nice to yourself and make sure that you can show them how to take care of them. While you're taking care of them, back to what you said, the example has to be made. You have your behavior. It's very important. And some people
actions
see that behavior, and they don't recognize what it really is because they don't have it. They think it's an air. Yeah. They think it's a put-on. Behaviors are taught before we fall out our mother's wombs. Behavior is taught at an early age. As we grow and as we learn other things and get things stacked on top of it, like you said, that child sees you. They know what you're doing. That bird remembered that man. Same thing with a baby when they learn to potty train. Oh, my baby, we want to potty train the baby. I say, we don't do potty training. We do potty friendly. Well, what do you mean by that? I said, that means when that baby decides to make friends with that pot over there, they're going to make friends, okay? And I can tell you this, boys are slower than girls. So we don't potty train for you. We do potty friendly in here, but I'll share with you what to do when you're in the having your little private time in the bathroom. Sit the baby's pot next to yours because they're going to learn through example, and eventually they'll put those two things together and say, "Well, mommy sat on it. Let me go over here and try to sit on it." But if you try to put them there, force them there, it's not going to work. Because you're going against their grain. They have to become friends with that potty. And the same thing with us as adults. When we meet people, most of the time, nobody really knows anyone. A lot of people don't even know who they are. But there's so many individuals who right off the bat will try to size you and put you in a category. But if you taking care of yourself, you recognize that, and it's up to you if you want to deal with them or not. But it's always good to know that we just sometimes, some of us have two eyes, some of us have three eyes, some of us have five eyes. So you might have to pull all them eyes up and get them in line.
Okay.
So you can, as my friend say, keep those antennas up, right? If that antenna is getting crooked, you better make sure you go straighten it because you're dealing out here with something. Taking care of yourself, you're proving that's being shown, but they don't want you to take care of yourself because they want you to take care of them. You know, why can't they have that good energy? Why can't they have that personality? You know, it's a lot of stuff. And at this time, with us going through everything that we're going through, you really got to sharpen up that third, fourth, and fifth eye. As a matter of fact,
and
you need to go look for another.
That admire what they see. What they see. You know.
Yes.
So if you're doing something positive, you know, and helping the community that you're in and helping others, you know, others will want to do that too. And then even if they don't, you know, hopefully if they don't want to do something positive, hopefully they won't do anything at all because, you know, those who are around a criminal area or around where criminals seem to want to find a way to promote crime, which is all over, popping up randomly now.
Definitely.
And has been. Please just young folks, old folks, you know, whoever, if you're thinking about doing something criminally, which would cause death or harm to someone else, please reach out for help. You know, please put the guns down. You know, go read a book, go do some push-ups, go find something else to do, to tell your mind stop, because if you follow through, it's gonna be good. You know, and if you need to go, if you're mad because you lost a loved one, you're mad because you can't see your children, you're mad because your relationship is not working, or you mad because of who you want don't want you, or whatever reasons got you angry, got you feeling some kind of way that's not a positive journey for you or for anyone else, find somebody that you respect. Someone that you respect and value, go be around that person until those thoughts go away. Because you're not going to harm them. You're not going to do anything to kill or hurt or harm them. So go around those people and stay with them. Say, hey, I'm going through a crisis. Or if you don't want to divulge that, just say, hey, you know, maybe I can clean up. Maybe I can do something. And, you know, whether they catch on or not, but you know what's going on. And you know what you're saving yourself from. So find that place. Find that thing, you know. Go to a fire department. If you don't have nobody like that, go to a fire department and say, hey, can I volunteer? A police department. Hey, mm-hmm. can I pick up the trash? Can I do something? I need something. I need to direct. Maybe you're going to find someone there that you can open and talk to somewhere, because we need to help each other. We need to help each other. Mentor each other. Because as it is, when you teach someone, you learn something. You see?
Totally.
Learn something about yourself. And it's beautiful because you can learn something about yourself to improve yourself. And definitely you're going to put that light on that person that's got that dark shadow floating all over them. So,
what about
you
the
know,
man in, was it, I don't know what city, I just saw the flash of it, that he, mm-hmm. there was a couple at the storage, and he went in there with a machete, and he was angry. Because they wouldn't let him in the midnight
mm-hmm.
shelter, and he harmed those people. I mean, he got arrested, but can you imagine? So you really,
you
at
see,
this time, when you say,
nothing
take care of you.
It doesn't take much to snap.
No. And you don't know who's going through what. It's better to give
no,
a smile than a frown. A
yes.
smile can break that tension. You have no idea what a smile will do. And not only that, it's good for you. Like you say, we all
a
have
kind
these people.
Word.
A kind word, a smile. I saw a lady the other day, I always compliment people when I see bright colors or beauty. I said, your blouse is beautiful. She looked at me. I just kept on walking. I said, you know what? Normally, when I say something like that to you and you don't say nothing, I'll repeat myself. I'll step back and say, I said, your blouse is pretty. But I don't do that because we got too much on our brains right now. And you don't know where that person is, but at least I did what I was supposed to do. I still pay the compliment because I'm not going to let you, like I say, take away my bling. I'm having a darn good day out here, and I'm going to have fun, and it's going to be victorious no matter what, because I said it's going to be that way, and no matter what comes to that way, I take care of myself in a manner where I can control my psyche. See, people that are miserable, sometimes they want to pull you where they are. They want to do things that to upset you because that gives them excitement. Well, I'm not getting ready to excite you. And I don't perform on nothing but the stage. And I like yellow lights, okay? So that means put me on the stage doing that play, and then I'll do my performance. I'm not getting ready to perform for you. So it just it's just not going to happen. And I talk about it. If something goes down, I have people I talk to just to calm down, just to vent. But I've already sized it up. But I am not going to give you that satisfaction because you don't have that kind of power. You don't have that kind
and
of power.
And one last note. One last note, Lynn. There's homeless people. There's people out there struggling. You
sure.
see someone, you know, smile. If you can, give them a bottle of water. If you have
something.
Extra blankets or clothing that you're not using, everybody got. Everybody got some clothes that they have not worn. Some shoes.
Yes,
that's
I got
a bag.
Warm,
that's good
I'm
enough.
For.
Get bags and stuff. And I'll drive through and give it to them. I'll go to shelters. Go to a shelter and drop off you know, some clothes and shoes. Go. You see a homeless person on the side of the road. You know, we already know what they're going to ask for. But if you have like a sack of lunch, a sandwich, or some drink in it, you know, that you can offer them, maybe some Band-Aids and some type of stuff to help clean themselves. If they got a cut, a wound, or something, a first aid little kit, you know. You know, do little things like that. You know, I find joy in doing those things. So if you can and you're able to, or if you know someone, you know, that they just got a place and they don't have much clothing or dishes, you might have extra dishes or something.
Right.
You know, those are good things to reach out and try to help too. And believe it or not, people that you know already know, you know, be in crisis, but don't find a way, don't have a way to tell you or to share. So there's
because
ways maybe
you can reach someone. It's the pride.
It's the pride. Shame, or they don't know how to ask. You know, if they're hungry, say, hey, well, you know, I had a good old-fashioned, what did you eat yesterday? Find out what, you know, they don't say, well, not much. Well, that's a sign. They don't remember. Oh, everybody remember pretty much. If you don't remember exactly, but you knew about what time, I know I ate around 2 o'clock, but I don't remember what it was. Okay, you ate something. But if you hear somebody say, you know, I can't remember, or, you know, and you already know their financial a little bit, or if
it's
you don't know their financial stuff, you kind of can tell, you know, they might, you know, where are you at right now? You know what, I'm getting ready to go. Let's, you know, pick them up and go get something to eat. But just reach out.
You're saying give it. You know, that taking care of you is putting yourself in a position, Aunt G, to help take care of someone else. You cannot take care of, if you give a dollar to everybody that asks you for one all day long, at the end of the day, you're going to be standing at the end of that line. You're going to be asking. You're going to be behind them. Okay, so what you're saying is it doesn't have to be anything great, but you know how you take care of you, so you can extend that out to whatever it might be. Like you say, a smile. I gave a gentleman a mask the other day I had in the car. And he was standing at
I know you appreciate
standing
it.
At the McDonald's, and he was standing outside, and I saw him standing out there, and I just reached in my glove compartment and gave him a mask, and I said, "Please wear this." Okay, so when we're out there, we're taking care. It doesn't have to be a lot, you know. I wish I was a millionaire. If I was a millionaire, I wouldn't have it too long because I'd give it all away, because I have that type of heart. But as long as you're giving something, but what angers me is like you have to have your faith has to be very strong, because people can be so, I'm going to use this word, unappreciative, that it will make your heart freeze. And what you don't want to do is let your heart get frozen. No matter what, you have to, I keep my faith up every day to make sure that my heart remains soft and warm, that it does not freeze. And when we're going through things like this, times of this uncertainty, all of this mess going on, I always flash back on what you say, a friendly greeting is like a knock on the door of another's heart. So if we can step out the door and keep that in mind, that's something that, but you're still taking care of yourself. But in order to do that, you have to take care of you first, because you think about you first, not in a selfish way, but suppose that the shoe could be on the other foot. So what would I enjoy? What would I enjoy if somebody walked up and gave me a bag of sandwiches or blah, 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 blah? So the topic of taking care of you is really taking care, period, because you are them and they are you. We're mirrors of each other. There's no difference. We are mirrors to each other. So as you were saying about the iron, and eventually that rust is going to, you know, you keep working on it and chipping at it, that rust is going to go. A mirror, a tarnished mirror, is the same way. That mirror is tarnished, but if you polish it and shine it daily, it becomes very, very clear. So when the topic, and we'll put it out here for the listeners, taking care of you is not a selfish taking care of you, because you are me, and I am you. And on that note, we're going to cut out, and you're going to be back with us on Friday, and we'll talk about the topic I want you to keep celebrating out there. And I knew that it was raining, but I didn't move, and I couldn't really hear it here, but I'm pretty sure it was strong on your end. I had intentions of going out, but then sometimes I do just like you say, you know what, I'm not going anywhere because I don't need to go anywhere right now.
Exactly.
If I have to go out, I go out. But just to be out there ripping and running and going in, and I usually set up everything in a pattern because, you know, I work on the canvas anyway. I have my route already set the night before. You know, I know I'm going to go here, 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 here. And I'll leave a little opening just in case there's crisis management, as I call it. But most of the time, I have put everything on that canvas, and I go by it step by step. Mm-hmm. It's a process. There's a change management philosopher, Kotter, Kotter, and he has an 8-step process. And that 8-step process takes you all the way through, but you can't skip a step. And so that's the way I move my day, through that 8-step process.
Nice.
And really don't let anybody come in. That's my way of taking care of me so that I can continue to take care of you. And on that note, Angie, we're going to cut out. I'm going to play this song, and we're going to check out of here. Stay on the line and listen to it and tell me what you think about it, okay?
All right.
I love you. Please keep up. And this is for everybody out there. Waking Up with Linda McShann, Stephanie Haynes, and Yoshi Marie will be on tomorrow. They're going to be talking about some good stuff, too. So please tune in.
When your heart is free, it's easy to make a decision. When your head is clear, you know you have.